Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. Etad Rupang Bhagavato Hi Arupasya Chid Atmanaha Maya Gunai Virachitam Mahat Adbihi Atmani. In the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukta Goswami informs the sages of Naimisharanya that the conception of the Virat, or universal form of the Lord, as appearing in the material world, is imaginary. It is to enable the less intelligent and the neophytes to adjust to the idea of the Lord's having a form. But factually, the Lord has no material form. Jitasano jita svaso, jita sango jitendriyaha, stule bhagavato rupe manak sandara yed dhiya. In the second canto, when Shukadeva Goswami began his reply to the inquiries of Maharaj Parikshit, he first of all informed him that one should control the sitting posture, regulate the breathing process by the yogic pranayama, and thus control the mind and senses, and with intelligence apply the mind to the gross potencies of the Lord, called the Virat Rupa. Andakoshe sharire smin saptavarana sang yute vairaja purusho yo sau bhagavan dharanashrayaha. Later, Shukadeva explained that the gigantic universal form of the personality of Godhead within the body of the universal shell, covered by sevenfold material elements, is the subject for the Virat conception. Brahmanannam Kshatra Bhujo Mahatma Vid Urur Angri Shrita Krishna Varnaha Nanabhidha Bija Gano Papano Dravyatmakaha Karma Vitana Yogaha. Also in that same chapter, Shukadeva explained that the face of the Virat Purusha are the Brahmanas, his arms are the Kshatriyas, his thighs are the Vaishyas, and the Shudras are under the protection of his feet. All the worshipable demigods are also overtaken by him, and it is the duty of everyone to perform sacrifices with feasible goods just to appease the Lord. Evang pura dara nayatma yonir nashtang smitting pratya varudya tushtat tatha sasar jadam amogha drishtir yatha pyayat prag viyavasaya buddhi. Then, in the second chapter of Canto 2, Shukadeva Goswami informed Parikshit that formerly, prior to the manifestation of the cosmos, Brahmaji, by meditating on the Virat Rupa, regained his lost consciousness by appeasing the Lord. Thus, Lord Brahma was able to rebuild the creation as it was before. Saeva purushas tasmad andam nirbidya nirgataha sahasro ru angri bahu aksha sahasranan shirshavan. Afterwards, in the fifth chapter of Canto 2, Lord Brahma informed his son Narada that the Lord, in the form of Mahavishnu, although lying in the causal ocean, came out of it and divided himself as Hiranyagarbha. He thus entered into each universe and assumed the Virat Rupa, with thousands of legs, arms, mouths, heads, etc. tatkatyam chatalang kliptam urubyam vitalam vibho janubyam sutalang shuddham janghabyam tu talatalam mahatalam tu gulfabyam prapadabyam rasatalam patalang padatalata iti lokamaya puman. Lord Brahma then said, "Oh, my dear son Narada, know from me that there are 7 lower planetary systems out of the total 14. The first planetary system, known as Atala, is situated on the waist. The second, Vitala, is situated on the thighs. The third, Sutala, on the knees. The fourth, Talatala, on the shanks. The fifth, Mahatala, on the ankles. The sixth, Rasatala, on the upper portion of the feet. And the seventh, Patala, on the soles of the feet. Thus, the Virat form of the Lord is full of all planetary systems. Vachang vaner mukam kshetram chandasam sapta datavaha havya kyavyam ritananam jiva sarva rasasicha. And in the 6th chapter of the 2nd canto, which is entitled Purusha Sukta Confirmed, Lord Brahma informs his son Narada that the mouth of the Virat Purusha, universal form of the Lord, is the generating center of the voice, and the controlling deity is fire. His skin and 6 other layers are the generating centers of the Vedic hymns, and his tongue is the productive center of different foodstuffs and delicacies for offering to the demigods, the forefathers, and the general mass of people. Purusha va yavair loka, sapala purva kalpita, lokair amushya va yava, su palair iti shushruma. Then, in chapter 8 of the 2nd canto, Maharaj Parikshit says, "Oh, my dear learned Brahmana Shukadev, it was formerly explained that all the planets of the universe, with their respective governors, are situated in different parts of the gigantic body of the Virat Purusha. And I have also heard that the different planetary systems are supposed to be in the gigantic body of the Virat Purusha. But what is their actual position? Will you explain that to me?" And thus, throughout Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami explains all the different aspects of the Virat Purusha. Even Lord Kapila in Canto 3 explains different aspects of the Virat Purusha to his mother Devahuti. Yad rupang etang nijamaya yarpitam arpa swarupang bahu rupa rupitam sankhya na yasyasti ayatho palambanat tasmai namaste vyapadesha rupine. Later in Canto 5, when Shukadev is explaining the prayers offered to the Lord by the residents of Jambudvip, in Hiranmaya Varsha, the Supreme Lord Vishnu lives in the form of a tortoise, Kurma Sharira. This most dear and beautiful form is always worshipped by Aryama in devotional service. Aryama is the chief resident of that Varsha, and along with the other inhabitants of that land, they chant many hymns. One of them is as follows. "Oh, my dear Lord, this visible cosmic manifestation is a demonstration of your own creative energy. since the countless varieties of forms within this cosmic manifestation are simply a display of your energy, this Birat Rupa, universal body, is not your real form. Except for a devotee who is in transcendental consciousness, no one can perceive your actual form. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Pita Mahame Samare Maran Jayair Deva Vratad Yatiratais Tamingalai Duratyayam Kaurava Sanya Sagarung Kitvataran Vatsa Padam Smayat Plava Drauni Astra Viplushtam Idamadangam Santana Bijam Kuru Pandavanam Jugopa Kukshing Gata Ata Chakro Matushchameya Sharanangataya Biryani Tasyakila Deha Bajam Antara Bahi Purusha Kala Rupai Prayachato Mrityum Utam Ritancha Maya Manushyasya Vadasva Vidvan. And at the beginning of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Maharaj Parikshit declares to Shukadeva Goswami that, taking the boat of Krishna's lotus feet, his grandfather Arjuna and others crossed the dangerous ocean of the battlefield of Kurukshetra, in which such commanders as Bhishma resembled Tamingala, great fish that could very easily have swallowed all of them. But by the mercy of Lord Krishna, Parikshit's grandfathers, the Pandavas, crossed this ocean, which was very difficult to cross. They did so as easily as one steps over the hoofprint of a calf. And Parikshit also said that because his mother, Uttara, surrendered unto Lord Krishna's lotus feet, Krishna, with his Sudarshana Chakra in hand, entered her womb and saved him, who was the last remaining descendant of the Kurus and the Pandavas, which was almost destroyed by the fiery weapon of Ashwatthama. However, Lord Sri Krishna, appearing within and outside of all materially embodied living beings, by his own potency in the forms of eternal time, that is, as Paramatma and as Virat Rupa, Krishna gave liberation to everyone, either as cruel death or as eternal life. Parikshit then asked Shukadeva to enlighten him by describing Krishna's transcendental characteristics as found in the 90 chapters of the 10th canto. Mayad yair navabis tatvai sa vikara mayo virat nirmito drishyate yatra sat chitke bhuvanatrayam. Then, in the 12th canto, Sutta Goswami says that the universal form of the personality of Godhead, the Virat Purusha, includes the 9 basic elements of creation, starting with the unmanifest material nature and their subsequent transformations. And once this universal form is instilled with consciousness, then the 3 planetary systems become visible within it. Vasudeva Paraveda Vasudeva Paramukha Vasudeva Parayoga. Vasudeva Parakriya. Vasudeva Paranjanam. Vasudeva Paranjapah. Vasudeva Paraparamo. Vasudeva Paragatihi. Namo Brahmanya Devaya. Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha. Jagad Hitaya Krishnaya. Govindaya Namo Namaha. Govindaya Namo Namaha. Govindaya Namo Namaha. Jayatang Suratau Pangor. Mamamand Majagati. Matsarvasva Padambo Jao. Radha Madana Mohanao. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi. Radhe Vrindavaneshvari. Rishabhanu Sute Devi. Pranamami Hari Priye. Karana Sindho Dina Bandho Jagat Pate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavana. Sri Govinda Gopinath Madana Mohan. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Sri Advaita Gadadhara. Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hari Harai Namaha.